Sweet Pea Summer by Elise Murray, read by Jennifer Woodward for Saga Egmont. To Dad and Nicole, who taught me that there truly is someone for everyone. Prologue. In the small town of Hillsborough, California, rumors were like honey. Sweet, addictive, and, once stained, impossible to get out except with a good, long, painful scrubbing. Rumors could explain a great many things in a small town. Rumors could explain how a grandfather putting presents beneath the tree became a bona fide Santa Claus sighting. Rumors could explain how Mary Blake won homecoming queen over Linda Ashby when everyone claimed they'd voted for Linda. The happy tale of Emmy Bowen and her courthouse marriage 6 months after she met the door-to-door vacuum salesman, grew into a scandal of epic proportions, and the rumors about the possible reasons for their quick nuptials didn't quiet down even after their marriage lasted for 21 years and counting. Rumors could also explain how a high school breakup forever changed the lives of the two people involved. There were rumors about Thomas Riley, also greatly exaggerated. On his 7th birthday, he'd gotten a baseball as one of his top-tier presents, promptly and accidentally broken a window with it, and ran away before anyone could see that he was the one who'd done it. That story, small as it was, grew into a black mark of shame on him, an original sin to which everyone pointed whenever another story about his misdeed sprung up. Oh, remember Tom Riley? The one who broke the mayor's window all those years ago? Well, he's at it again. Tom eventually found it too difficult to fight his reputation. By the time he'd reached high school, he'd surrendered to their perception of him. They'd called him a rebel, an outcast, and that's what he became. Inside, he was this one thing, a good, hard-working kid who'd gotten a bad rap, who let them have their rumors so he could keep his head down, study hard, and one day get out of this place, while on the outside, he gave everyone what they wanted. A quiet loner who everyone could perpetually assume was up to no good. But one person had seen through the mask. And despite the sensational rumors that he was a bad influence, luring her away from all that was good and right and honorable. Tom Riley loved her with everything that he had. And those two teenagers had a plan. It had been their plan for most of their life together. On the night we graduate high school, we're packing up the truck and running away from this place forever. Only, now that the night was here, Amelia May Anderson couldn't go through with it. She was too scared, plain and simple. Scared of a future away from her home. Scared of the great, wide, open world offering out its hand to her. Scared of the warm, smiling boy with the keys in his pocket. So, she left him. The truth was that May Anderson left Tom Riley. You've got to remember that, because no one else in Hillsborough did. Standing beside his gassed-up truck, her bright eyes fading in the moonlight, she told him she wouldn't be joining him on the adventure they'd always been planning, that she couldn't trust him, the town's resident reckless playboy, the renegade everyone said was no good, with her future. He tried to fight for her, tried to convince her that their fairy tale wasn't ending, it was just beginning. That he couldn't bear knowing that she believed the same lies and whispers everyone else did. The protests fell on deaf ears as she collected her suitcase and left him behind. She didn't tell anyone what happened that night. Ashamed of the truth, she only said, "We broke up," before locking herself in her room and refusing to talk to or see anyone. But by the time she resurfaced weeks later, that one little sentence, "We broke up," had grown into its own mythology. "We've all been right about him, you know. He left her and broke her heart."